Okay, we're on the bottom of Kuf Chafim Beis. Again, today's daf is going to be short in 20 minutes, though we could spend an hour on today's daf. There is what to say on today's daf. That's what we're going to allude to some of the issues. It's a major chorus related to some issues. But l'shem kavod haTorah, we've had a lot of Olam Haba Baruch Hashem in the past couple of months. We got a little Olam Hazeh also. We have to leave a little time for. So I'll leave that for. For others to handle. Okay, we are three lines from the bottom of on Kuf Chaf Mabez, Hapigol Vahanoser. Remember, I left off by saying we'll start with the Avnei Nezer. So the Avnei Nezer, we had a machlokas yesterday, the machlokas tanan between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. When is the zman of the current Pesach until, and when is the zman of Matzah until? That is a machlokas, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. And we said there's a machlokas we showed him, and there's even a suffix out of Paskin. The Rosh says it's a Sveika Dedina. We don't even know what the Paskin is. That's why we are machmir to finish by Chatzos, because there are many Rishonim that say we should finish by Chatzos. There is, though, an Avnei Nezer, who says, what happens if one is getting close to Chatzos, and one does not, and one is not, you're not close to Afikomen, right? Let's say you just started your meal. So what do you do? So this is a much discussed Avnei Nezer. Says the Avnei Nezer is in Shin Pei Aleph. V'yaki Niru Ladina L'man D'Amar Ena Pesach Ne'echal Ela Ad Chatzos V'hu Adin Matzah. Say according to the Man D'Amar that the Pesach can only be in until Chatzos and Matzah can only be in until Chatzos. The La'acher Chatzos Mutar Le'echal. Says the Avnei Nezer a Chiddush. According to the Shita that says you only have until Chatzos, that means that the last thing you must eat before Chatzos is the Afikomen. But you're allowed to eat after Chatzos. That's not the Zman HaMitzvah. That's like the next day. So, Ubalavach, Yinir, the Kain, Devade, Ein Chiv, Shishur, Tam Matzah, Upesach, Befiv, Rach, Zman HaMitzvah. The Iker is only to keep the taste of your mouth during the time of the Mitzvah. But after the time, you're allowed to eat the next day. So, since you have an idea, this is what you do. You have 5 minutes until Chatzos. You're running out of time. Eat Matzah and make a Tanai, make a condition and say, if the halach is like the opinion that says, yeah, only have until Chatzos, then this is Afikomen. And if the halach is they have until the morning, this is Tam Matzah. Wait 5 minutes after that until Chatzos, and then the Zman HaMitzvah is finished, then you can eat more, and then again, the last thing you eat later on is a Kazayas Matzah. And in that way, you make this Tanai and your Yotzei L'chol Hadeos. Again, this is much talked about because many say that, what do you mean? The Iker isn't Dafka B'Zman HaMitzvah. The Iker is that the last thing you should have in your mouth that night is matzah. But again, this is just to mention the Avnei Nezer. There is a Briska Rav who says, L'shitaso, interestingly, you shouldn't even need a Tanai. What are you making a Tanai for? Mimanfshach. You don't have to say anything. The last thing you eat before Chatzos is the Kazayas. The last thing you eat before you go to sleep is the Kazayas. So you don't even need a Tanai. If the last thing you do is Zman HaMitzvah, what if you blow shofar during the Zman HaMitzvah, you don't have to say, if today is really Rosh Hashanah, today's Rosh Hashanah. So, Briska Rav says, you don't even have to make a Tanai, L'shitaso. But again, that is the Avnei Nezer, regarding if somebody is running late. Okay, Hapigol, three lines to the bottom. Hapigol v'hanosar b'tabe yisei adayim, we mentioned yesterday that Pigol and Nosar are concepts mida oraisa, but they are not tame. Midaraisa. Chazal war mitami them midrabanan. Why were they mitami them midrabanan? We had this earlier, and the Gemara is going to repeat five lines that we had earlier. Rav Huna v'Rav Chizda. Different reasons. Chad amar mishum chashde kahuna, v'chad amar mishum atzle kahuna. The reason for pigol is chashde kahuna, because we are choshed that kohanim are going to, on purpose, be mazik. Somebody else's, a person's carbon, a person's animal. So therefore, if we're metameit, so in that way, they're more scared of tumah than they are of hezek, as we said yesterday. So that is why this takana will work to be metame pickle, because kohanim don't want to be metame themselves. And the other nosar halach was because of the asle kahuna, because of the laziness of the kohanim, so that we give them a little push in order to make sure that it does not become nosar. So that is why we're metame the nosar. Chad amar kezayis v'chad amar kebeitza. One opinion says that the shear, how much of these items of pigol and nosar are we going to say is tameh? So one opinion is that they're both kezayis. One opinion that it is a little bit more, both kebeitza. Fine. So now we're going to explain that. Chad atani apigol v'chad atani anosar. As we said, the first reason of chashdei kahuna relates to the pigol. The second reason relates to the nosar. Man atani apigol mishum chashdei kahuna. The one who holds the the brisa that says the reason is chashdi kahuna is linked up to pigel. Mada amar nosar, mada sani nosar, mishum asli kahuna. As we said, the nosar is linked up to the asli kahuna. That's the reason for the nosar. Chad amar kizayas v'chad amar kabeisa. One said that both are kizayas, the shear, how much we're going to be betamiyit, and the other one is kabeisa. So what is that machlokas about? Manda amar kizayas ki isuro. The one who says that we're going to betamiyit kizayas is because we compare it to how much of it is usher to eat. Just like it's usher to eat a kizayas of nosar or pickle, so too the amount we're going to be metame is a kizayas of nosar or pickle. Umada amar kebetza kitumaso. And the one who says we're going to be metame, you need the size of a betza, kizayas is not enough, it's because we compare it to the size of its tumah. How much food is metame? Mitame becomes tame tumas ochlin only in egg size. So too, that is how much that we are metame midraban. Period. Okay, last Mishnah. Birich birchas ha-pesach patar es shel zevach. If somebody makes, we know, according to most Rishonim, the Mishnah here, when it says zevach, is referring to the chagiga that goes along with the Karban Pesach. What's called the chagigas yudalid. We've had before that there's something called the chagigas tezvav, the chagiga that's brought on the first day of Pesach, and if you didn't bring it then, you bring it any day of Pesach. But then we also spoke about the chagigas yudalid. The chagiga is brought that goes with the Pesach, that is eaten before the Pesach, in order to put yourself into a state so you can eat the Pesach al hasova. And we mentioned that's only brought if it's brought betahara and bechol and bemuat. If you need, if the Karban Pesach is big enough to satiate you by itself. So birich, birchas, so they have these karbanos in front of you. So the Mishnah is going to relate to the birchas hamitzvah of these karbanos, because as we know, every mitzvah that I do, I have to make a bracha. So, for example, we're talking about the bracha of Pesach here, so you make a bracha before you eat the Karban Pesach. Rashi, what exactly is the language of the bracha, is a machlokas Rishonim. Here, if you look at the first Rashi on the Mishnah, the Rashi quotes, al achilas psachim. That's the bracha that one is going to make. Well, if you look at the Rashbam, it's vitzivanu le'echol ha-pesach. There are all different rules and regulations by the Rishonim. When do you say le? When do you say al? We had this way back. We had this about 115 blad ago on Daf Zayin. What are the rules and regulations for saying le? Right? Lahavlik ner? And what are the reasons for al? Al bir chametz, al. So all the Rishonim have their rules, and they have to fit in the exceptions to their rules. So here we're talking about two of those brachos. So birich birchas ha-pesach. If you said the bracha on your current pesach, patar es shel zevach. Then you have patered the bracha on the chagiga. You patered the zevach. So you don't have to make a bracha on the zevach. The bracha on the pesach is more inclusive. Birich es shel zevach. Lo pater es shel pesach. But if you made the bracha on the zevach, on the chagiga, the bracha is either al achilas shlamim or le'echol es hazevach, whatever the bracha is, lo pater es shel pesach. The chagiga does not include the pesach. The pesach only includes the chagiga. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, that is what Rabbi Yishmael says. Rabbi Akiva omer no, lo zu pater zu, lo zu pater zu. Rabbi Akiva says no, neither of them pater the other one. What's this machlokas about? This is Machlokas Vesa. Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi. It's about two-thirds of the Y lines of Tosfos down. Two-thirds of the way down. Tosfos, the first word on the line is Hasvara. Tosfos says, De Pesach Iker, the Zevach Tafel. Al Kain Pesach Poter Es HaZevach, V'lo Berchat HaZevach Es HaPesach. Hu Ipsachim de Yerushalmi Amar Haytaima. Says Tosfos, it's based on Iker and Tafel. We know we have in Maseches Brachos, there's the concept of Iker and Tafel. You're eating a bowl of cereal. You have cereal in your bowl. You have milk in the bowl too. You just say a mezonos. Even if you have milk left over afterwards and you drink up the milk, you say a mezonos. Why? Because the Birchas HaIker paters the Tafel. You decide what's Iker and what you're eating, and therefore that's it. Says Rabbi Yishmael, according to the Yerushalmi, just like there's a concept of Iker and Tafel when it comes to Hana'ah, there's a concept of Iker and Tafel when it comes to mitzvahs. Pick the Iker mitzvah and then make a bracha on that. And that's it. And then that'll pater the Tafel. How does Iker and Tafel itself work is a chakir, which we discussed then. We're not going to get into now. But that is the concept that the Yerushalmi says is being used here. So what about Rabbi Akiva? So Rav Shechter and his Sefer suggests that Rabbi Akiva might reject the whole thing. Iker and Tafel doesn't apply to mitzvahs. Every mitzvah is his own entity. Every mitzvah is his own mitzvah. You don't have you might have an Iker mitzvah and a Tafel mitzvah, but no mitzvah can be batel. Maybe it's similar to mizonos. Just like mizonos can't be batel in Hana, so too, no mitzvah can be batel. So you're doing an Iker mitzvah and a Tafel mitzvah. You can't talk about that when it comes to mitzvahs. So that's why Rabbi Kiva says, neither of them pater each other. There is no question that is asked by all the Rishonim here on this Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say in the Reisha? That according to Rabbi Yishmael, the bracha on the Pesach, you make the bracha on the Pesach, so you don't have to make a bracha on the Chagiga. What are we talking about? How are you eating these karbanas? Which one do you eat first? The Chagiga is always eaten first. That's meant to fill you up. So what are you talking about? The bracha on the Pesach, potters the bracha on the Chagiga. You're doing the Chagiga first. Is this a raya to the idea that, let's say, the Iker, if it's the Iker and the Tafel, that if you, even if you eat a Tafel first, you don't have to make a bracha on it, even if you know you're eating an Iker later? That's what some Rishonim say, and proof from this Mishnah. If I'm going to eat something Tafel first, which is an amazing Chiddush, we're not Paskin this way, I'm able to eat something beforehand if it's Tafel, if I know that the I'm going to eat an Iker later? Is that what's going on here? That's what some Rishonim say, but most say no, that's not what's going on here. The Maharam Chalava says here, and the Tzlach was Mechavin to this Maharam Chalava, he says, no, a Chiddush, that we have to wait to the last Afim Sachem to get to this Chiddush. And that is, we say you have to eat the Karam Pesach al Hasova. You know what that means? It means one Kizayis of the Pesach al Hasova. You're allowed to eat the Pesach the entire meal. You don't save the whole Karam Pesach until the end. You can eat Pesach the entire meal. It's just that you have to save a Kizayis, L'shem, the Iker Mitzvah, to eat at the end. Similar, says the Baruch Halab, what do we do with matzah today? We eat plenty of matzah during the meal. We eat tons of matzah. A lot of Rishonim say the Iker Mitzvah is the last Kizayis. That's the Mitzvah. But you can eat a lot before. But what do? We make the Bracha of Al-Achilas Matzah at the beginning. So too, says the Maram Chalava, with Karim Pesach, and he proves it from Rambams, and he proves it from other cases, that by Karim Pesach, you eat the Pesach during the meal. Bez Hashem, Mashiach is going to come this year, we're going to be eating the Pesach during the Seder. And we make the bracha of Al-Achilas Pesach earlier. We're going to have to save one Kizayis for each person at the table to eat at the end. But that's what's going on here. Birich, Birchas HaPesach, Pater Esho Sevach. Because you eat the Pesach beforehand. You just make sure that you're full before you eat the last Kizayis, or almost full, before you eat the last Kizayis of the Pesach. So that's the Hechi Timsi here of Birich, Birchas HaSevach, Lo Pater Esho Pesach.
So why do you eat the Chagiga then?
So you eat the Chagiga because you only need the Chagiga if the rest of the Pesach is not going to be enough to fill up everybody. That's what it said, the early mission that we had in the Samachs, that if it's not enough, you're right, if it's enough, so then you wouldn't need the Chagiga. You only need the Chagiga if it's Muat and Chol and B'Tahara. There is one more point on this Mishnah, and then we'll say the Gemara. The Mishnah says the Arzarua. We mentioned a machlokas between the Arzarua and other Rishonim 2 days ago. And that is, let's say somebody forgets to say a bracha before they do a mitzvah. Are they allowed to make the bracha after they do the mitzvah? They finish the mitzvah. I finished blowing shofar. Am I allowed to make a bracha on shofar? I finished shaking a lulav. It's not, the lulav's not here anymore. So we paskin, no. We paskin the Rambam, based on the Rambam. You can't make a bracha. You can make a bracha during the mitzvah, but not after the mitzvah. Says the Ar Zarua that you can make a bracha after the mitzvah. That's the known as the Ar Zarua Shita. What's his raya? He has a couple of gemaras. One of them is our Mishnah. Says the Ar Zarua. What does it say here? You make the bracha on the Pesach that works for the Zevach. You know what must be the case? Where you ate your zevach and you forgot to make a bracha. You forgot to make a bracha. Again, everybody has, this is the third answer we already have of what the pshat is of the Mishnah. We had some Rishonim who say that's the raya that they don't make the bracha on the tafel even if you eat it beforehand, number one. Number two is the Maram Chalava, and that is that you ate the Pesach earlier, even before the zevach. It says the Arzura, no, you eat the Pesach only later. So the case must be that you ate your chagiga and you forgot to make a bracha. And now you're about to eat the Pesach. Says the Gemara, you could use the Pesach bracha in order to pater your Zevach bracha. Aye, what if you don't need the Pesach? Then you can make the bracha now, even though it's la'achar ha-mitzvah. So the Arzarua uses this as a raya to his shita that you can make a bracha after doing the mitzvah. Again, we don't pass like the Arzarua, but that is one of his rayas from here. Okay, says the Gemara. So we have a machlokas here that according to Rabbi Yishmael, the bracha on the Pesach can include the bracha on the Chagiga. Rabbi Kiva says no, nothing can include either one. Says the Gemara, Kishatim Selomar, if you think about it, Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva not only argue about the brachas on these karbanas, but maybe they also argue regarding the avoda of the dam of these karbanos. We know that most karbanos have what's called zrika. You sprinkle the blood in the cup, in the klisharis, you sprinkle it onto the mizbeach. Chatas is a special din. Chatas, you take it with your finger and you put it onto the mizbeach. That's only by a karban chatas. Most karbanos you sprinkle from far away, you sprinkle it on the mizbeach. But by Pesach, Meiser, and Bechor, we're focusing on Pesach now, you do what's called shvicha. you go right up to the Mizbeach and you pour it. You don't do Zrika, you don't do sprinkle it. So says the Gemara, Kishdipsi lo milo diber Rabbi Yishmael, Zrika bechal shvicha velo shvicha velo zrika. According to Rabbi Yishmael, a carbon that requires Zrika, if you did it bishvicha instead, it must be okay. Just like here, a chagiga which requires Zrika is included in the bracha of Pesach, which is Shvicha, so too, not only by bracha, that must reflect an affinity between these two karbanos in general, and not only can one be included in the other regarding the bracha, so too by the avoda of Dam. So according to Rabbi Yishmael, Zrika is included in Shvicha, but v'lo Shvicha b'lachal Zrika. But a carbon that requires Shvicha is not included in a carbon that requires Zrika, meaning Pesach cannot be included in the Chagiga, but a Chagiga could be included in the Pesach. And with Rabbi Akiva, lo shvicha bechla zrika, velo zrika bechla shvicha. Rabbi Akiva says, no, neither of them can be included. Each one is a different one of the avodas hadaf. Rav Simloi equal to Pidyon HaBen. Rav Simloi went to a Pidyon HaBen. What are we talking about Pidyon HaBen all of a sudden? Says the Rashbam, we're talking about making two different brachas on something. So here too, we're talking about two different brachas on something as well. To finish off the Masechta about Pidyon HaBen. Says the Ben Yehoyada, no. Pesach's all about a Kadosh Baruch Hu redeemed his son, his special child, Am Yisrael. So Dafka Pesachim ends off about Pidyon HaBen, because that sums up the entire Masechta. A Kadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us, and we are Banim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem. So the last few lines are about Pidyon HaBen. Rav Simloi equal to Pidyon HaBen. Boy Minei. So they asked him when he came, Pshita al Pidyon HaBen. Asher Kadosh Baruch Hu says of his Sivanu al Pidyon HaBen. Avi HaBen Mevarech. It's obvious that on Pidyon HaBen, the bracha of Asher Kadosh Baruch Hu of al Pidyon HaBen, that the father makes. But Baruch Shechyanu v'kiyamanu v'genu l'ezman hazeh, who makes the Shechyanu at a Pidyon HaBen? Kohen Mevarech or Avi HaBen Mevarech? Does the Kohen make the bracha of Shechyanu or the father? Kohen Mevarech to Kamati Hanol Yadeh. Does the father make it because he's getting the Hana? Why? I'm sorry, the Kohen make it because he's getting the Hana? He's getting the five slime. Does he make it because he gets the Hana? O Avi HaBen Mevarech to Kavi Mitzvah. So, or does the father of the son make it because he's doing the Mitzvah? So the Gemara says, there was the Shiloh, Lohavi Yadeh. They didn't know what to do. He didn't know. Rav Simloi didn't know the answer. So what happened? Also, Shaul Bei Medrash. He went to the Beis Medrash to ask. Amrulei Avi HaBen Mevarech Shdayim. So he went and they told him the father makes it, not the Kohen. Question that the Ben Yoyada also asked here. What happened here? He came to the Pinyon HaBen. They asked him that he went to the Beis Medrash in the middle of the Pinyon HaBen. You know, what's going on here? So he gets two answers. Number one is no. Maybe the Pshat is they had a Pinyon HaBen in the morning. And he came for the Suda. He came for the Suda afterwards. So they asked him, what should we have done? And the Gemara doesn't tell us what they did. So at that time he says, you know what, let me go ask. But it wasn't during. Or the second Pshat, he says that no, it was during. And he went to the Beis Medrash. And he wasn't Mizbayish that he didn't know the answer. He says, 1 minute, let me go down the street to the Beis Medrash. I don't know, I'm going to go ask. And he wasn't Mizbayish. Lo Abayish Alameh. And therefore he went to ask. And that's why the Gemara says this. That's the message of the Gemara of Lo Habayishan Lami. One other point, and then we'll stop. We'll read the last five lines later. And that is, we know the Gemara here says clearly that there's a Shechyanu by Pidyon HaBen. What about Bris Mila? So the Minhag, if you like, I don't know, any of us who are Zochet to have any sons, I don't think said a Shechyanu, unless your Bris was in Yerushalayim. But we don't, maybe it was in Yerushalayim, but we don't say a Shechyanu by Bris Mila. What's the difference between Pidyon HaBen and Bris Mila? Why does Pidyon HaBen get a Shechyanu and not a Bris? The Rambam says that Bris Mila gets a Shechyanu. The Minhag in Yerushalayim and the Minhag of the Sfaradim is to say a Shechyanu by a Bris Mila. But the Minhag of Ashkenazim is not. So why don't we say a Shechyanu? What's the difference between a Bris Mila and a Pidyon HaBen? So there are a couple of answers. Tosfos in Bechoro says that Pidyon HaBen, you know why there's a Shechyanu? Because it's so rare. There are so many reasons not to have a Pidyon HaBen. If you have a girl first, if it's a cesarean, if Kohen and Levi, if the mother's a Kohen or a Levi, Bas Kohen or Levi, there's so many reasons not to have a Pidyon HaBen. So that's really a bitzvah habam mizman lazman. A bris, tremendous simcha, but, you know, it's not as rare, and therefore that does not merit getting a Shechyanu. That's how it says in Bechoris. In the Rashman and Tshuva writes, it's because it's tzara diyanuka. It's because the child's in pain. Child's crying. It's not a full simcha. And therefore, you don't say Shechyanu. Same reason that the Gemara says in Ktubis that there's no Shimcha b'mono when it comes to a bris, because of Sarah Diyanuka. And finally, the last one we're going to mention, according to the Rosh, is that well, the child is still not doesn't have a Cheskes Chaim yet. Pidyon HaBen, that's the day he got a Cheskes Chaim is day 31. So now he has a Cheskes Chaim. He's not a Nefil anymore. When it comes to a bris milah, it's the eighth day. Obviously, he has a chazaka that hopefully he's going to make it, but he doesn't have a cheskas chaim yet. So therefore, we don't say a shechianu when it comes to a bris. Those are the three reasons. But remember, the Rambam says you do say a shechianu even by a bris. So again, one should follow the minhag. In Yerushalayim, they say shechianus by brisim. Even Ashkenaz, my brother by his last son. So I was there. So he said a shechianu, even though I didn't say by the earlier ones before he got there. Okay, so we will stop here. We'll read the last five lines later. And mazel tov to all those listening out there. We're all together in this siyum. And Rav Hashem, tomorrow, get your shkolim today. Tomorrow, starting for the next 3 weeks. Shkolim's only 3 weeks. If you blink, you miss it. So gotta start 3 weeks of shkolim. And then we have a summer of Meseches Yuma. Yuma's over the summer. Sukkah starts the beginning of September. We got a lot of exciting things coming up. Okay, stop here. Teshuvah was Zechanishvas, Yisrael Ben Yaakov.